to episode 33 of The Rift, March 7th, 2011. My name is Arithian.
And my name is Discus.
The game is launched, Desi.
That it is.
And I've been really busy playing the game.
Yes, you have.
Which, thank yes, you. You know, you have. We're sorry there was no episode last Monday, but, you know, I was playing the game. A lot.
And hitting 50.
Yes, and hitting 50. And, I did get a few questions when I hit 50 on the Sunday night saying, so is there a podcast tomorrow after all? And I was like, no, I need to sleep. So, yeah. Anyway, this episode is sponsored by Typefrag Ventrilo Hosting. Speaking of which, Typefrag has combined efforts with Doghouse Systems in celebration of the release of Rift. And they're giving people a chance to win a gaming PC designed by Doghouse Systems and illustrated by Typefrag's in-house artist, Krista.
Ooh, it's exciting.
I really think it is, yeah.
You should enter. Now, there's no purchase necessary to enter. You either fill out a very, very short survey or use the Ventrilo status script on your guild page. And Chase will cease on March 31st, and the winner will be drawn the first week of April.
Yep, and if you're not the personal owner of the Ventrilo, it doesn't matter. You can still enter. You just have to fill out the very, very short survey. Typefrag are also offering a free public Ventrilo server for Rift players, so take a look at the link in our blog post and go to their site and find out more, and there's good luck to anybody who enters.
Definitely, you should give it a try.
Yep, new computer for free, for nothing.
Now today we're going to be chatting to some members of the community about Head Start and launch experiences. Then we'll move on to the news and info segment.
So it's our first episode back since the Head Start began and the game launched. Today we're discussing the overall launch and player experiences and are joined by Cindy Abigail Bones. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Great. Karen Bryan from Massively. Hi, Karen.
Hi there.
And Eastlone from Horrific Intentions.
Hello. Glad to be back.
Great to have you all with us. Now, Head Start Day and server queues. How were they for you?
Well, my original server was going to be Lotham. I ended up moving over to Sunrest. Not really because of the queue, but because my original reason to go to Lotham was because Goon Squad was going to be there, and I was wanting to play opposite them. And then they moved, and I couldn't figure out on launch day where they moved to for sure. So I had some friends on Sunrest, and I rolled on Sunrest, which is pretty I mean, even tonight I've had a bit of a queue getting in. But I haven't really had that much problem getting in. I think the longest I've waited in a queue was about 20 minutes because I always log in from before I leave work. So by the time I get home, the queue is almost up. So it's a little difficult for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the same experience I've had. I know the first night we chose to roll on, I don't know if it's Burial or Byreal server with a couple of other guilds. And we had pre-selected that server and we're kind of second-guessing that by the evening when people were running into 2 or 3 hour server queues that very first night. But then the second night and beyond, it hasn't really been an issue. I don't think we've, you know, maybe a 2 to 4 minute queue at the most, if that. But it sounds like Cindy and the Tryon team have been working some magic and anticipated that people would be sort of selecting servers and I don't know. You guys seem to have managed the populations really well. By the second night, it wasn't an issue.
They seem to be going down slowly every night. I mean, after they put in the 31 servers, which when they went up, my first thought was, wow, this is entirely too many servers. And it's funny because if you look at the shard status page, they started out that first day after the actual launch. They started out and there was like 18 or 19 low servers. Yeah. And now I look tonight, and they were all medium, high, or full.
Yeah.
So it amazes me how quickly they filled up, even with the number of servers that we have right now.
Yeah, I'm on Greybriar, and it actually still has a queue at night in peak hour times. I know that the first couple of days, you know, we were having people with 3 to 6 hour queues, which was just... But now it's like, I mean, usually maybe a 20-minute queue is what... I mean, I think at the most we've been getting lately. So it's nice and, you know, it's definitely calmed down and I think it's settling into a nice busy server. So I really, after the initial, oh my God, I've got a 3 hour queue. my husband and I actually had a kind of a mix up and he ended up we thought we were both in game, but we actually weren't, and he actually had to reconnect, and then he was in like a 40-minute queue, and he was really upset because I was like level 5 by the time he got in the game.
Oh no.
But we made it, it's all good, you know, we leveled together, so he caught up. I knew he would, he's always fast at that stuff. But Cindy, on your end, how was the mayhem of servers?
It was just insane. I have never seen anything quite like it before. You know, and it was really difficult from a community standpoint because, you know, we're there to try to fix issues and take care of any problem that anybody has. And, you know, there was just nothing that could really be done at that point. I mean, I went around asking, you know, hey, can we turn on more servers? And they explained to me why that was not a good idea because, you know, they were trying to manage the population. And, you know, the people making those decisions have launched games before, some of them great, some of them not so great. And so they've all learned lessons. And, you know, it's like I said in my post, with server numbers and populations, nobody has a crystal ball. You know, you just make the best guess you can and then try to adjust as quickly as possible. And, you know, I think our team did a really good job. I mean, people were working around the clock and watching the situation and analyzing all of the data just as fast as they could to respond as fast as they could. So, but, you know, I mean, the fact that so many people are trying to get in your door, there are worse problems to have on launch day.
That's true.
Definitely. I mean, it's one of those situations where you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you open up too few servers, you get queues like this. But if you open up too many, you risk having to merge servers later on down the road. So it's a tough situation and almost, to me, an unsolvable one for any MMO unless they go with instanced, you know, one big server, totally instanced. So, and I don't want that. I'd rather have the individual servers myself.
And, you know, it kind of goes back to the whole thing with the releasing the server list. I mean, if you remember back before we did that, the forums were just in flames with, you know, why haven't you given us the server list? You know, we want to get ready and pick our servers. And so we ended up releasing it, you know, at the last minute. And still we ended up with those kind of clogs. So, you know, there's an argument for, you know, not releasing that. I saw a lot of posts after that saying, why did you release the server list? That's what caused this problem.
I have to ask, too. It just seemed like such a stark contrast between the very first night and the second night. Did you guys try to... I almost wonder if you guys were trying to keep the cap of the queues lower on the first night so that the second night you could kind of raise it and it wouldn't be so bad. Because it just seemed like such a stark difference between nights one and two. Did you guys... Were you anticipating that or... curious.
You know, I'm not the best person to answer that because I am so not in tune with engineering stuff. But, you know, I ask those kind of questions too, and I'll try to explain to the best of my understanding. It wasn't as much about the number of people on the servers as it was the number of people in certain areas. So everybody was new, so everybody was in the newer areas, so they couldn't start allowing more people in until those areas cleared out a little bit.
Interesting.
So it sounded to me like, you know, they had to let a few people in, let them cycle through, then let more people in, let them cycle through until they could raise the cap all of the way to the full population.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. I just, I was really, really happy with the way it sort of evened out. And I definitely enjoyed my experience on the first day. I didn't sleep very much. So how was everybody's like first day experience, like playing the game, actually getting in and playing the live game, no longer a character that you're not going to have, you know, your real character? How did you feel?
It went really good for me. I was happy after playing beta for so long and everything. It was amazing to actually have a character that matters. And I kind of surprised myself because I knew I was going to play a rogue of some sort.
Yeah.
But I went Riftstalker, which I never went in beta or anything else. So it was kind of a weird, it felt weird learning a new character. It was pretty cool.
Well, I had a little bit tougher time during the Head Start week because it also coincided with the kids' school vacation. So playtime was a bit limited for me. But I snuck on in the evenings and elbowed in with everybody else and had a really good time. I have to say, you know, I barely faced any issues with lag. There would be, you know, dozens and dozens of people around me and never really had any crashing or lag at all. It it went very smoothly. Didn't run into bugs. You know, quests were running smoothly. Events were running regularly. We had lots of invasions and things were hopping. So it seemed to be, at least on the server I was on, it was a very smooth start. So
yeah, I think I can count on one hand the amount of times I've actually had lag in the game so far. And keep in mind, I've been pulling like 24-hour stretches here and there and 20-plus hours quite regularly. So it's amazing. A few times I've had to restart the client because I'll start getting bogged down, but I think that's because I've been playing for too long. It's been really great and pretty much bug-free.
Yeah, the only bug that I've run into for me is the Rift Stalker bug where I'm falling through the world when I plane shift. There's a bug where you fall through the world. That's hit me a few times.
That's not very good.
No, it's not fun. Especially when you're tanking. When I did Realm of the Fae, the first time I did Realm of the Fae on this character, on the second boss, I plane shifted through the boss and fell through the world and wiped the group. It wasn't
very fun. Oh, no.
I know that there is actually one when we've been changing specs, because running dungeons, we've been changing specs a lot. And if you sometimes if you change to a spec, it'll disconnect you. Yeah, like throw you to desktop. So, yeah, that's another one. But we've reported it. Anything we find, we report. And I'm sure they'll fix it because they're really fast.
Oh, yeah. Knock on wood. I haven't ran into that one yet before. So. Of course, I haven't been playing 20 hours a day. You're probably finding more bugs than I am.
Cindy, have you actually gotten to play the game?
I have, and it has been so much fun. my husband and I have been playing together in the evenings and really enjoying it. And I love just getting in there and playing and running around to the rifts. One of the things that I found, and you maybe we're going to bring this up later, I don't know, but the whole grouping system thing, I didn't think I was going to like that.
I have it turned off.
What?
I have it turned off.
Do you really? Why?
Because it annoys me. Oh, oh my gosh. I've always got a full group of five, and I don't like it being turned into a raid.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I mean,
I'm playing my solo. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, when I am doing a specific thing, I turn it off. Like when I'm doing a specific thing with a friend. But if I'm just running around, it's always on for me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When I'm playing my solo character, I love it that. You know, if I'm standing there waiting for a boss to spawn for some quest and two or three people walk up, we can just jump right in, do it, and then go our own way. But I have found that I've met quite a few nice people that way, too.
By the way, if I seem a bit distracted, it's because I'm doing an invasion right now and Gloamwood is under attack by werewolves.
Ooh,
nice.
I'm a tank, so, you know. But I'm getting lots of planarite, so it's worth it.
Yeah, I love tanking invasions. It's a lot of fun. Although I must admit, I did level quickly, so we haven't had quite as many invasions. Although, after you hit like level 30, every single quest hub, I kid you not, we'd pick up quests, we'd go away, we'd do the quests, we'd come back, and every single quest hub would be taken over by an invasion or foothold. Every single one.
That's because there could only have been like five of you that high.
I know, really.
Every single time. And we'd come back and we'd have to fight away the foothold. We'd hand in our quests, get our next ones, go back out and come back. And sure enough, another foothold.
I'm amazed at how well it seems to be scaling. I mean, it seems to really be scaling well.
It really does.
Missions do. Every zone I'm going through, and I'm hitting it probably behind the curve now because I'm only like 20. I just hit 27, I think, on my main character. But every time I get there, they seem to be just enough invasions to keep you busy, but not enough that makes me get tired of them or not be able to complete my quest, which is pretty cool. They did a really good job with that, I think.
Wait, you said main character? You have more than one?
Oh, I've got eight because I wanted to hold all of my names, but, My friends actually are leveling a bit slower than I am, if that can be believed, because they just haven't had a whole lot of time. So when I get ahead of them, I jump on an alt and run them for a while.
That's good to level together. It's a lot of fun. I don't think I would have leveled as quickly if I wasn't leveling with a group of people. It was a lot of fun, and I didn't get bored, and I didn't get tired of it. And, you know, it was so much fun to do. It's actually been the best leveling experience I have ever had. I had so much fun on the way up. And, yeah, my husband and I just, you know, we'd grab people and we'd go and run instances. And because we were leveling fast, we'd grab, you know, three of us were leveling fast. Actually, four of us were leveling fast. And we'd grab a couple of, like, one or two lower people and take them through the instances with us. Because, you know, we needed one extra body, so we'd usually grab a healer. And it was a lot of fun. And, yeah, I just had a ball. I loved it.
So, Abigail, what challenges have you guys seen most of since the launch? I mean, was there anything that was totally unexpected, or had you guys planned and were ready for most of the stuff?
It's mostly just been a lot of little things. You know, a little bug popping up here and there, a little security thing popping up here and there. You know, they've been, as you guys know, they've been bringing the servers down for small updates throughout the week. You know, and some people don't like that, and some people appreciate the fact that the team is trying to jump on every issue as fast as they can. You know, there was the rune crafting issue that came up. There was a little bug there, mm-hmm. So they had to turn some of the functions off until they got a fix in. I don't know. I'm of the opinion I would rather have, you know, small updates on a regular basis to keep everything running and working properly. So there's just been a little bit of adjustment here and there, but nothing major. I mean, the guys are still kind of walking around going, okay, where are the fires? Nothing huge has exploded yet, you know. Lots of little fixes, but nothing huge yet. So I think they did a pretty good job of planning.
No, it's gone real well. Now, I did have a question and about one thing. I've seen a lot of account hack posts on the forum. Matter of fact, one of my friends yesterday logged on to find all of his stuff gone. And I can't figure out if it's a bug or if it's actual hack. Have you guys figured anything out about that? Is it a bug or is it a hack actually?
There has been a hacking problem. In fact, I'm about to make a post on the forums about it as soon as we're done this podcast that we've been putting together to address the issue. One of the things that we're seeing, though, is I believe my information said 80% of the hacked accounts are from key logging. So, you know, we're getting hit pretty hard. From the people that won our accounts. So, you know, that, and we expected that. We also expected the gold farmers to hit, but we didn't expect it to be this fast and this hard, I don't think, or at least I didn't. I knew that stuff would kind of trickle in, but from day one, we've had attacks to try to infiltrate our security and to try to, you know, get the gold selling people going.
Oh, the gold selling. I think on my first, within my first 20 hours, I had one or two tells, like one or two whispers that, hey, you know, we're selling it for, I think it was $5 for one platinum. I was like, dude, I can go out and make that much cheaper than that. I don't need to buy gold off you. Yeah. And oh, so then you just.
My favorite one.
Which one?
My favorite one was level one. The power level.
Oh, one
power
to
level
10?
1 to 10 for $10.
Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah. Who doesn't have like an hour to go and spend,
I know, right?
To do that?
Well, it is something that is really taken seriously. I mean, I keep telling people, you know, to make sure that you report the spam both in the mail, because I've noticed they've started coming through the mail now, and in chat and whispers. And they are being investigated and banned as quickly as we can get through them. There's just a lot of them. I see a report come across my desk every couple of hours with updated lists of the people that they've banned in the last couple hours. And I'm not really in a position to give numbers. That's not something I'm allowed to do at this point, but there's a lot of them. They're getting banned.
And now Desi's here. I just wanted to say hi, Desi.
Hi. Sorry. Work is evil. That's obviously a basic fact.
And Cindy, you were just explaining to us all about the hacking and spamming people.
Yeah, the reports are coming in hourly almost of the sheer numbers of people that they're banning for the gold farming issues. And really, you know, we think that has a lot to do with the hacking too. I mean, the you know, the gold farming is usually done with hacked or stolen accounts, as we all know. So, you know, so we're really encouraging people to be very careful and guard your information. We're doing a lot of things already. Our network and platform teams have just been working on this nonstop to try to find ways to help people keep from getting hacked. They've already locked out suspicious locations from around the world. They're looking at implementing a last IP address protection to just add a little bit of safety there. So there are a number of things they're looking at doing and getting done quickly because, you know, your account security is, of course, obviously very, very important to us. Like I said, I will be making a post about that on the forums in just a little bit. And we actually have a couple of links in there as well to some good programs to help sweep your system and make sure that you haven't been attacked.
I have a question about the spam as well, because I think I remember reading that there is a spam filter that relies on the player reports of spam. So the more that players report, the better the filter will be in preventing those tells from getting through. Did I read that right? Are you familiar with it?
Yep. It's definitely there. I've been reporting it. I like the fact that now when you report it, like if you right click the name,
yes,
and you know,
just
go down
right
to spam,
there it shows it on the list. Yep,
and now report, it ignores it as well as reports it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that does a really good job too, because I've noticed actually less spam as the time went on for me. I haven't had any real spam over the last couple of days. That's one thing that I have just never really gotten hit with, I don't think.
I was just going to point out how funny it is how expensive they charge too.
Yeah,
for the gold farmers,
it is like.
The first one that popped up, I started laughing at, like, the $3.99. I'm like, man, Americans are expensive.
Yeah, that was really... I looked at it, and I kind of looked at my, like, my bank balance or my cash balance and sort of thought, really? You're charging that much? It's easy to get money in this game. Like,
the funniest thing was the power leveling.
The $9.99 for the first 10 levels, yeah. Like you don't have an hour and a half spare of your life or something.
I'm sorry, I just thought that was fantastic. I'm like, you're hurting yourself already.
Yeah, it's like inflation on platinum. I just don't get it. It's so easy to make money in this game that I just don't understand why you would need to pay exorbitant amounts for a platinum. But yeah, it's I think it's working. Are you guys happy with the results of the spam filter so far, Cindy?
So far, I mean, you know, the main thing has just been keeping up with it. Like I said, we were prepared for that, but... They really came at us fast.
They really did. I was kind of shocked. Like, I was just, somebody on Ventrilo went, oh my God, I just got a spam. And I went, no, you. And then I looked at mine and I'm like, oh my God, I just got a spam.
Yeah, they're real organized now. They're all over. As soon as a game comes out, they're like all over it. It amazes me how quick they are with it now, you know?
Yeah.
And how much money they're spending. Of course, I've heard that they use stolen credit cards and everything to buy their accounts. But man, how many accounts are they going through that they're getting banned that fast? Yet you see them come back so quick. You know, it amazes me.
How do they have that money to spend? Like, they can't possibly. Like, I just, yeah, we should get off this topic. Get off this topic. Spam filter is awesome. Yay, it's working. I could rant for hours on gold farming and gold selling.
Me too.
As an aside, they use stolen credit cards is what I've heard is how they do most of it. They buy the stuff with stolen credit cards, and so it doesn't matter whether the account is banned or not. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've always heard. Have we heard any word on an authenticator or an authenticator app?
They are definitely working on that. I was just in a meeting last week where that came up and was being discussed. And, you know, they do realize that people are asking for that. And that's something that we definitely want to be able to offer as soon as we can do that.
Cool. Excellent. Now, I kind of want to shift a little bit of focus away from the spam. Expectations of the game. Like, going into the game, we had expectations. How do you think the game has, like, fulfilled the expectations so far versus the actual reality of playing it?
I think it's actually gotten a lot better for me, which is funny because I loved the game to begin with. You know I did.
Yeah.
But I joined a guild. We started leveling. It's like so much fun when it's real and there's so many people around and I love going on the invasions. I'm like, I just get pulled along with it and I just go through it. And I'm like, yay, invasions. It's cool.
And you like having a character you can keep now?
Yes, I do. I love her. I really adore
what
my character.
What did you end up rolling?
A mage. And then I got made fun of profusely for rolling a squishy. Like, somebody whispered me, go, so I see you went with a squishy. And I was like, yes, yes, I did.
I haven't even visited on her server yet. Did you call her Desiccus?
Yes, she is Desiccus, and I rolled on Deep Strike. So if you see Desiccus running around on any other server, that is not me.
Yeah, if you see a Rithian on any other server than Greybriar, that is not me.
I'll post what servers I'm rolled on.
And what about you, Karen?
Well, I have my roots in the blogosphere, where it's a little bit of a rough area, and you definitely have some very strong opinions one way or the other. And usually you got a lot of negatives mixed in with very few positives. But I have to say, just looking at the blog postings from Rift Launch Week, it's been very well received among the rather jaded bloggers. A lot of them are playing and enjoying it. There's been a lot of good feedback out there. And, of course, from Massively, apart from the first night flurry of posts saying I'm in a five-hour queue, after the first night, it got real quiet. And I think that's a sign that people really dove into the game and were very invested in what they were doing and having a lot of fun. So I think overall, the vibe that is coming out from the first week has been pretty good.
What about you, Islam?
Well, I ended up rolling on Sunrest, which is actually an RP server, which I don't RP, although I completely respect those who do, and I won't try to ruin their time. But the game has been pretty much met my expectations. What's amazed me is how much I've gotten into the rifts and the invasions, because I really didn't do that a whole lot in beta. But in this, I got just about all the gear you could get in Silverwood through rifts, which I didn't get anything hardly in beta. But my character, by the time I went to Gloamwood, was completely geared out with all the rift stuff and the PvP stuff, of course, that I could get. And I go to Gloamwood, and I find myself doing rifts and invasions again so I can get that stuff. That's great. The only thing that I don't like about that is, again, it's something that puts you ahead of the curve. So I go back and, like, all my quests are green.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you still get the experience when they're green. Is it really? It's not bad.
You do, but at the same time, you're just like, it's like I'm instantly killing these mobs, and I feel like my experience bar isn't moving whatsoever.
Right. And
I had that problem.
And I don't want to leave a zone until I complete all the quests. So by the time
of mine.
Yeah. By the time I hit Silverwood, I was like 24. By the time I left Silverwood and got to Gloamwood. So everything was green. And now I'm finding myself doing rifts and invasions over there. So I'm sure by the time I leave, I might be 50 by the time I leave Gloamwood.
I don't think the XP from the rifts and invasions scales quite that much.
Probably not, but that's feel sometimes. Because I'm going slow, for one, because I'm trying to let my friends keep up. But number two, I just find myself doing rifts and invasions so much to get gear and plant right and all that stuff that by the time I get to my quest, I'm way over leveled for them.
I know that when I leveled up, I was doing all the dungeons. I did Deep Strike, I did Iron Tombs, I did Deep Strike, I did every single dungeon on the way up except for Fae and Darkening Deeps. And I know that when my husband and I hit 50, we actually hadn't done any of IPP. So we still had that whole quest line to do, which is awesome money right now. Thank you very much. but I do know that two of the two guys who were just ahead of us in leveling, they didn't have any quests left because they didn't do dungeons as much as we did. So do the dungeons, because A, you get great loot, B, you get great experience, and see, you won't run out of quests.
Well, yeah, I've done every dungeon so far. Matter of fact, when I was, let's see, I had just hit 16 or 17, I got the bright idea. I'm playing Guardian. I got the bright idea. You know what? Let's go do Iron Tombs. And they said, okay, you get us there.
He's on a PvP server. I just want to point that out.
I know.
I'm 16 or 17. I'm like 2 points away from being able to get permanent stealth on my assassin. So I've only got the 30-second variety. So I'm trying to go through Gloamwood, which wasn't easy because the mobs are all higher than me. And it seems like everywhere I went, there was an invasion. I think they were having a fin at that time. So I finally get through there. I go through Scarlet Gorge, trying to dodge Defiant with my little 30-second And it doesn't matter because they're so higher, much higher than me anyway. They see me anyway. I'd actually have Defiant click on me and just kind of look at me like, you dummy. You don't think I can see you? And finally get to Stonefield. So I finally get to Stonefield, and I'm doing just fine because I'm going up on the mountains and I'm avoiding everything. And then I look down, and there are Defiant who are PvP flagged in my level. And so, of course, I had to gank a couple of them. And so I did that. I swear a whole raid came after me. I finally came back, rezzed up from that, and I get all the way into Free March. And right there at the Ark of the Ascended, there's like a double question mark Defiant guard there. And he kills me, and I spawn all the way back in Silverwood.
Oh no.
I was literally like 300 yards from Iron Tombs, so I had to run all the way back in ghost form, spawn, and I finally made it to Iron Tombs, and we completed
it. Hey, that's easy, though.
Yeah, but ghost form is at least, you know, you're not getting attacked by people. You're just a little ghost.
I had to run that entire way. I was like, I cannot believe this.
But you get extra speed.
Yeah, since then we've done it two times. Three times.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and every time it's up to me to get us there. Because nobody else.
You're just the chauffeur, aren't you?
Yeah, I get there and teleport everybody in, and I'm griping about it. And they're like, "Well, what's so hard? It was easy to get over here." I was like, "Yeah, because I teleported you."
It's like you're bragging, and I did it.
Yeah, you know, but and I love Iron Tombs. I did it once during beta, but I mostly played Guardian, so Iron Tombs, I haven't done a whole lot, and I love Iron Tombs. It is an awesome introductory dungeon. I like Realm of the Fae, but I think Iron Tombs overall is a better dungeon.
Oh, it's awesome. Really good feel. Really good eerie feel in it.
Yeah, I love the part where you have to get into the light to kill the Shade.
Yeah, that's cool.
So much fun.
That was funny, actually. We did that yesterday, and the rogue just ninja'd all the way over to the stairs, and we're like, where'd you go? And then the healer died.
I really love the server-wide announcements when somebody does something cool. Server-wide announcements.
Oh, I bet you do.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, I love the announcements on Twitter. I love... Because
that's cool.
That's really the only social interaction outside of the game that I have done. And I actually had to do it myself. Oh, except for when I went to hit 50, I was like, oh, I can't have my crappy UI in the shot because I hadn't changed my UI the whole way up. So I used my beta UI and I imported it. And you know what I didn't import? The Twitter function.
Oh, no.
So when I hit 50, it didn't Twitter it. And I was, like, in tears, man.
I'm still mad at you about that. She didn't tell me when she hit 50.
Dude, I was going on, like, 5.5 hours sleep over 3 nights.
Oh, here I am going, oh, she'll tell me.
She didn't tell you. She told everybody. She even told me.
She didn't tell me when she hit 50. I had to ask her. I'm like, so, did you hit 50 yet? She's like, 5 hours ago.
I think it was 3 hours ago. It wasn't that bad. Uh-huh.
Still, it's like, my heart's broke.
I was really upset that I didn't get a first warrior to 50.
Oh.
Man, my Zedra got a bloody first 50 on the server. So not fair.
Yeah, I don't know. It probably happened on y'all's server, but on our server, when that message flashed up about the first 50, the entire server chat just went nuts. It was hilarious. I mean, some people were like telling him congrats, and then you had the people who was like, get a life, and then you had the people like, how did this happen? It was pretty funny.
Well, see, I have to explain that I'm an insomniac anyway, so I only get like 3 to 5 hours sleep a night. So me getting 2 hours sleep a night is actually not much less than I usually get. But, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, I bet you didn't shower. I bet you didn't. I'm like, I showered. I ate 3 meals a day, and I actually had a nap.
I had server downs. Come on now.
Yeah, hello. Server downs is an excellent time to sleep. But, you do get the people who don't understand, and they do the, how can that be any fun, you know, ripping through the game and not experiencing it. And I'm like, because for me, that is fun. Ripping through the game,
believe me, guys,
and getting to the end.
That's fun for her.
It really is, trust me. But yeah, it was, so far, I know I've had fun, so still am.
Yeah, I mean, to me, people can play any way they want. Now, what I don't like is when people rush to 50 and then gripe because there's not enough content because nobody else can't do it.
But there is. That's just it. I'm now going around and harvesting and getting my alchemy up. I'm going around and doing all of the Expert Dungeons, T1 and now T2. I'm getting all my gear up. I still have to go raid. We haven't started raiding yet. We start raiding this weekend, you know, and there's so much to do. And helping the other guildies get through and, you know, hit 50 and stuff like that. There is... Plus, I've got to do my daily reputation quests so that I can get the runes that are at Glorified, for which I need, like, hundreds of thousands of reputation points. There is so much to do in this game at 50 that you can't gripe. There's nothing to gripe about, unless you have no friends to do it with, I guess.
And that's the people that I see griping, the ones who got there. They don't have any friends. And even if they did have friends on the server, none of them are 50 anyway. They don't have anything to do. There's no war fronts to do because nobody else is 50. Those are the people that get me.
Are you having fun in your PvP, Eastloan?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I haven't gotten to do a whole lot of world PvP because, like I said, I'm not out of Gloamwood yet. I've ganked a few people in my trips to Iron Tombs. but the war fronts are a lot of fun. Other than the occasional AFKer, which... I'm still saying they put that patch out that was supposed to fix the AFKs, but there was a guy last night that every time we got in there, he AFK'd through the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I don't know how he was doing it or whatever. I reported him.
He's probably on follow.
No, he was sitting.
No, because that AFKs you.
Yeah, he was sitting in.
I know.
He never moved. He was sitting inside the spawn point. And I played like 5 games in a row, and he was there, and he sat there the entire time. And I don't know what he did to game the system or whatever, but he was there. But, you know, that happens in every game. It happened in WoW. It happened in Warhammer. And that over time, you know, they'll implement enough fixes to make it difficult enough to that it's not possible or not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I've had a lot of fun. I've got to say, Abigail, whoever it was that designed the Rift Stalker, please tell them thank you. Because he is fun to play. It is awesome being able to be over here and then over there and then over here. And then...
Unless you're getting ganked by that person.
Experience, Jesse.
Yeah.
Well, experience was somebody that was question marks to me, so there is no glory in that. killing people that are only see you as a question mark is just lame. They ran all the way through Free March, all the way to the... Like, no, they ran up to Free March. So they were in, like, the lowest level area where people were about 20 level, like, level 20. And one of them was 29, because I could see his level, because I was 24 at the time. And then the other one was question mark. So he had to be, what is it, like, 10 levels above you see question marks?
10 or 12.
I think it's
10, so he was, like, 34 running into level 20s. Come on now. That's lame.
So you'd curse me. Because that's
no, like I said, I'm not going to say I would never do it, because that's when you become a hypocrite, and you never know, I might do it without even realizing it. But I at least try to stay where they can at least see my level. There you go.
Normally, what I do is I'll kill them once. I mean, no matter, I don't care if I'm and they're level 12. If they're
they killed me twice.
You know, I'll kill them at least once just to let them know I'm there. I don't camp. Unless it is a guild I don't like or somebody that I and then I'll camp.
So Karen, what have you liked most about the game and what have you liked least so far?
You know, I really love the fact that the game is so inclusive. And I really love the fact that coming over with my guild, I felt that there would be opportunities to do things not just within my little cluster of friends and guild, but also with a couple of other friend guilds that we've gotten to know over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And we all rolled on the same server. And like I mentioned to you guys earlier, we're going to go and try to work together on the Ancient Wardstones out in Scarlet Gorge next week.
Awesome.
So I love the fact that we can do that. And we don't have to worry about the hassle of, okay, what are the loot rules going to be? And how are we going to arrange, you know, to get people grouped and everything? It's all very intuitive, and it's very, a lot of the stress is removed from it, which I love. As far as what I don't like, I'd have to think about that. I don't really have any major complaints, but again, I'm not level 50 yet, so I'm sure, you know, I'm sure I can come up with something in a few weeks.
So what about you? Eastloan, what have you liked most? What have you liked least?
What I like most is probably that there's so much to do. I mean, While you're leveling, you've got rifts and invasions, you've got war fronts, you've got world PvP, and you've got all your quests, and then you still have your instances and stuff. And that doesn't even take into account crafting and all that stuff. There's just, at any given moment, you've got tons of things to do. That's probably my favorite, least favorite part of the game. I'm going to go with two things. One, I still wish that there were racial starting areas.
Yeah.
I really don't like having a single starting area.
Expansions.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure that'll come eventually, but at this point I don't like it. And then my second thing is I wish there was more world PvP objectives and stuff. I cannot wait. Hopefully Port Sion will fulfill some of that.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah. As soon as we hear all that. Other than that, I'm loving the game. I mean, I love the graphics of the game. I love the gameplay. It feels right. As far as combat is concerned and everything, and I love the ability I've got three roles on my character, and one second I'm tanking, and then I'm healing with my bard, and I go into a war front the other day, and we had no healers, and so I just switched over to bard, and we won. But it's so awesome because you have that ability. Well, I'm just going to be a bard this time because we've got, we don't have a healer, or I'm going to be DPS because we're light on DPS, which you're really never light on DPS. But anyway.
No.
True,
really.
What about you, Desi?
What about you? Because I'm still thinking about that.
What I liked most, I just love that. Yeah, reaching 50 pretty much. Hitting 50 and being like, actually, I was thinking I'll hit 50 and go and have a long sleep. But we hit 50, and my husband's like, no, now we have to go grind rifts. Now we have to go grind rifts. We need our essences. And I had been keeping him up for days, like practically smacking him over the head going, no, you will not sleep. And then finally when we hit 50 and we can sleep, he doesn't let me sleep. So mean. He turned it right around. Maybe crashing to desktop when I change my roles, but I figure that bug will get fixed very soon.
Is that happening to you every time you switch roles?
About three or four times a night. Oh, actually, the one thing I don't like is that we finally went into King's Breach to try to add that to our list of cleared experts, and that was when apparently the final boss in that one had been taken out because people were exploiting him.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, we got there and the room was empty. And we were like, huh? And we ran around and we're like, trying to headbutt into things and trying to spell around to maybe he was stuck in a wall and we're trying to pull him out. And then we zoned out and we zoned back in and nope, the boss wasn't there. And then one of the guys went to the forums and he's like, oh, nope. Constantine's been taken out because he was apparently being respawned and people were just like re-killing him and taking his loot and re-killing him and taking his loot. And so the one time we actually went into this zone, the damn boss wasn't there, so we didn't get our completion thing. Oh, man. But we'll do that eventually at some time. That's the only server first T1 we did not get.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought of a least like, which I think is going to change. No guild bank.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's killing me. It's killing me. Everybody's like, here, I got all this stuff. What do I do with it? I'm like, oh, please don't mail it to me. No. But that's going to change, right? Isn't there plans to add a guild bank? Didn't I read that?
I think it's safe to say that's in Scott's famous PowerPoint.
Okay.
I want that PowerPoint.
Tell him to bump it up a little higher on the list.
we do keep passing all of that information on.
All right. Well, I'm going to say my least like first, and it's the basic one that you see on all over the forums, the queue time, which has gotten a lot better.
It has.
A lot better. Still hits me because I get home around 5:30. So that's prime time for everybody getting home. So I have a 5-hour queue because Deep Strike is full. It is bursting at the seams still. And so I'm like, 5-hour queue, okay, it's time for me to go to bed. As soon as the queue ends, I'm like, I have 30 minutes before I have to go crash. But I get lucky at times.
I think Briarcliff, Sunrest, and Deepstrike are the three biggest, I think, if you use. I think those three by far have the worst queues of all of them.
Yeah, but on the turn, though, that's a good thing, though, especially for a PvP server.
True.
Oh,
because that's what the guild wants, and that's what we're after. So people wean off. Like, we've already lost it. The queue's already gone down quite a bit. Like, people were like, they probably gave up on it.
I don't think they gave up on it. I think it's just that it's now, over a week into it, people don't have as much time off work. They don't have the time off school. They're not skipping classes anymore. Mm. Yeah.
But I like that. I think that's also probably my like. It's kind of like
double-edged sword weapon.
Because there's so much going on, which kind of sucks at times since I'm lower level still. To be trying to level, and there's all these people wanting to do PvP now, and I'm like, gotta hurry up here. Hurry up. So,
I like it,
and I hate it. The queues. Queues are a good thing.
I think that's about all we've got time for. Cindy, was there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, it's a really exciting time in the community right now. I mean, we're a live game now. You know, it's no more theory crafting and guessing what's going to happen, you know. So our focus has really changed on the forums. We're really concentrating on getting through all of the feedback and getting it reported to the dev team and then reporting back everything we can to the community. We are growing our team as well. We've added a couple of new moderators. You're going to see them being added quite a bit as we go, and we'll introduce them as they come on board. And we also added James Nichols. We introduced him, Elrar, on our forums this week. He comes to us from BioWare Mythic.
Yay.
And he's an old friend. I'm really looking forward to working with him. But he's going to be very, very busy coordinating all of the feedback and making sure the devs hear everything that's being said on the forums.
Excellent. Well, it's good to have another community team
member. Definitely.
We will drag him kicking and screaming onto the podcast at one stage.
You bet. I haven't told him that yet, but.
Hey, one quick thing too, Cindy. Next weekend, you guys are partying it up in Boston, right?
Yes. That's the other thing I needed to mention. Thank you for reminding me, Karen. PAX East, we are having a community party.
Nice.
If you're going to be in the area, you don't have to attend PAX East. If you're going to be in the area, just go onto the forums. There's a thread there where you can RSVP. Our space is limited, so we're asking people to RSVP. And if it looks like we're going to fill up, then we will have a guest list. And it'll be prioritized by the people who have already signed up on the forums. So we are really looking forward to meeting people there again. It'll be food, drinks. Asha Katari will be there. We'll be giving out prizes. And you get to meet some of the dev team and hang out and ask your questions.
Well, I wish it wasn't a 26-hour drive or something like that for me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would like to thank you, Karen, for coming on and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you very much, Eastlone.
Thank you. There's the Defiant are attacking Sanctum right now, so.
So he's been quiet for the last few minutes because he's like concentrating.
It looks like the Acolytes Guild is attacking Sanctum.
And Desi, thank you for coming. I'm glad you couldn't make it.
Sorry, I'm so frazzled.
And Cindy, as usual, thank you again. I hope the Rift success continues and that you don't stress out too much.
Oh, it's been a great ride. I am so happy to be part of this project, and I'm so happy that I found my new MMO home.
Me too. I always enjoy having a chat about the game and seeing what people like and don't like about it. I think it's a little different now that we're actually playing the real game and not just a beta where we get to keep all our characters and
extremely different.
Can't believe you went with the mage. Squishy.
I know. I love the class so much, but at the same time, I'm regretting it so much because I am so freaking squishy. But
what race did you earlier, play?
Huh? Well, I am a Kalari because really? She is super cute and adorable.
I went with Bami.
You went with Bami, really?
I'm surprised. My girl is gorgeous. I don't know how I did it. I actually made a pretty Bami.
Oh, pretty you can Bami. Make pretty. They're just a little more muscular. So you are playing a warrior.
Yeah.
I had a warrior Bami. On beta.
She is as tall as she can possibly be, but her face is beautiful. And all her armor at the moment is like purple and silver to match her hair. We'll move on to the weekly news update.
That we shall.
Don't forget to check for new Rift features over at Engine Epic Rift Guild Hosting. They've recently added a Rift signature generator and it looks really good. So have a look at that.
Alrighty. So Monday, February 21st, Massively released an exclusive look at the Bard Soul. Tintin Hammer gave us an exclusive look at Abyssal Precipice, an endgame dungeon designed for level 45 to 50 players.
You know, I've actually done Abyssal Precipice now. I would say, yeah, level 47 and up, because otherwise, if you're going up 45, the mob's actually still going to be red, so you're not really going to be able to hit them, unless you've got really, really high hit on your character already. But yeah, great, and it's a really, really, really good expert dungeon.
Lots of fun to know.
Mm. Wednesday, February 23rd. Horrific Intentions released their Black Garden Warfront Guide, and you know how much they love PvP. Karen Bryan of Massively wrote a lovely first day frequently asked questions guide, and if you haven't had a chance to log in, or even if you have, give that a read. Tenton Hammer released a launch Q&A with Hal Hanlon. Check out the quick interview.
And then Tuesday, March 1st, Tryon released details on one of their first raids, Greenscale's Blight. Take a look over at Horrific Intentions for the full write-up. Cindy Abigail Bowens introduced a new assistant community manager. Welcome to the community, James Elrar Nichols.
Saturday, March 5th, Horrific Intentions set out a nice dungeon guide for Darkening Deeps. Give it a read if you're having trouble, and there's a lot of good in-depth information over there. Actually, they've been doing really well lately, so go and check the site out anyway. Tenton Hammer sat down with Scott Hartzman, Cindy Abigail Bones, and Hal Hanlon for part one of an exclusive interview about Rift's launch. Tenton Hammer also updated their slash commands and macros page. Black Hole X also keeps a nice community-based ultimate macro guide on the official forums.
So before I say it's about that time again, what are you going to do after the podcast, Ari?
Actually, first of all, I'm going to edit it all together, and then I have to go finish a couple of zones that we haven't yet completed. So, and then I'm going to go raid because that's
smart, Alec. Yes, yes. Back to the leveling here.
You can just fine. You're doing good. I'm proud of you.
I am about to the gorge, so I'm sure I'm going to see a lot more PvP. I'm at the fringe between the two zones now.
Well, just call on your guildies, and you'll be fine.
Hey, I've been running around with the guildie right now, so it's fun. I caught up to somebody that's about my level, so we're questing. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Cool. It's lots of fun.
Good.
So it's about that time again. Don't forget to visit us on riftpodcast.com. We'll have all the links mentioned up in our blog post. Now that the game has launched, there's so much more we can cover. It's exciting. There's no top secret information, really.
I know, not that we know of,
because it wouldn't be top secret then.
Yeah, true.
We'd like to thank Tank Talar for all their help and our podcast notes.
Yep. Now, I'm on the server Greybriar. I just wanted to reiterate that.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me on another server, it's not me.
And I'm on Deepstrike.
So, yeah. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If there is something you would like to contribute or to share with us, you can contact us via riftpodcast@gmail.com, in the comments on the site, or through the Contact Us feature. If you think you'd like to help out with the podcast, make sure to check out our most recent blog post. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. This is Erythian.
And this is Deskus.
And we'll talk to you next week.